it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We're here. We're all thrilled.
Well, indeed we are. Good day, America. Welcome to the Spano Black Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. You, the Federalist, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They're taking us along for the ride each and every day. Affiliates all around the country hold their breath in anticipation of hearing their names mentioned. Well, it ain't going to happen. It's all about radio on the go. And if you've been gone for the last week, you know we've been off the air. So it's good to pick us back up as a bad habit and enjoy yourselves here on this Monday edition of The Attack. It's all about the devices, the platforms, various different ways you can get this show, all the programming here on the network. Hell, all you have to do is go to the website, click on the Listen Live button, and there we are. You can see all the interviews that we do on this show. You can see all the various different interviews done on the network as well. More important, if you're on the go, the mobile apps that you can use, TuneIn, iHeart, Stitcher, you know the drill. Everything has a Listen Live button on it. Everything can be archived. If you missed you some Spano and Black over the last week, well, you're looking to catch up and you say, hey, you know something? It was 2 weeks ago that I wanted to listen to something that I missed. Whoop, there it is. All you got to do is punch it in and away you go. Most important to us, however, and we love talking about this, is the fact that the American Forces Radio Network is near and dear to our hearts here in this program. And with that being said, the guys and girls, they get no holidays. They don't get an opportunity to take a day off. They're in 24/7, 365. And what matters is that we are able to give them a little bit of a taste of home. Maybe the dark and dreary days, maybe they're overseas, even if they're domestic. They don't necessarily get the little taste of home that they would like to get on a day-in, day-out basis. We're very happy and very proud to be a part of that here on the Spano Black Attack. When we come back, we're going to set the table up coming out of this All-Star weekend. Oh, yeah, there was a kind of a minor trade that went on in the NBA that perhaps tips the balance of power in the NBA Western Conference. We'll be back to discuss it right after this short timeout. Don't go anywhere.
It's Eric Newton here from Together.show with your Together Minute. Well, I've got some good news for you today. Your ideal mate does not exist. Now, bear with me. I know this is a weird one. The thing is this. Each of us has an idea of what the perfect partner is like, but the truth is that the real people in our lives can never quite match up to that internal image of perfection. And holding the people in our lives to that standard is just not fair. And here's the great big cosmic joke of it. You are not your partner's ideal mate either. And that's because nobody can ever live up to anyone's internal picture. So stop trying. Acknowledge that you do have an internal ideal and then put that aside and love your partner for who they really are. That's the way to create true intimacy. This is Eric Newton from the Together Podcast. To learn about our show, visit our website at www.together.show. The Together Minute is brought to you by Match.com. 1 in 3 relationships start online and more start on Match than any other dating site. So if you're single and looking to meet people, you've got to get on Match. They're not only number one in first dates, but in second dates too. Meeting your match has never been easier. Just go to Match.com/together and for a limited time, you can try Match for 7 days free. That's 7 days completely free to search and connect with thousands on Match. So go ahead, create your account now at Match.com/together. That's Match.com/together.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
To celebrate Pizza Hut's 50% off pizzas deal,
we're splitting the voiceover.
50?
50.
That's half off
all menu-priced pizzas when you order online.
Which is my line.
Like Supreme.
Or Meat Lovers.
Really?
Get 50% off all Pizza Hut pizzas.
For a limited time.
Limit your time.
Order now at PizzaHut.com.
No one
out-pizzas the Hut. Ask or click for this limited time offer. Product availability, combinability of discounts, prices, and participation may vary. Discount not applicable to tax, delivery charge, or driver tip.
Delivery charge is not a driver tip.
Thanks for the save.
Don't mention it.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
So let it be written. So let it be done.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black. Joe's off today. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529 at Bob Black 71. Of course, if Twitter is more your thing. I'll tell you what, it every once in a while you just get one of those trades where you just say, wow. And when I woke up to this morning, because I did crash a little early last night, I said to myself, wow. It to me, arguably, not even too big of an argument, the best center in basketball gets traded to the team with the best power forward in basketball. In Anthony Davis, as the Sacramento Kings and the New Orleans Pelicans pull off a major deal before the trade deadline. And Boogie Cousins is now a New Orleans Pelican. And he will be playing alongside Anthony Davis, unibrow, two former Kentucky guys. It to me, I understand that they need to sign Cousins to an extension. And I believe they will do that. But Cousins and Kasipi go to New Orleans and the Kings get Buddy Hield and Tariq Evans and Langston Galloway and New Orleans 2017 first round pick and the Sixers 2017 second round pick, of which New Orleans obviously had possession of. When you look at the big time player that DeMarcus Cousins is, I look at it and I say to myself, and that's a misprint. I'm sorry. It's Philadelphia 76ers 2019 second round selection. It just, I was blown away by this, and the landscape in the West has significantly changed, not only for next year, which everybody's pointing towards, but for this year. And I mean, you look at what's going on down in New Orleans. There's a distinct possibility that they were going to fire their coach, that they were going to fire their GM. I have a feeling, you know, Alvin Gentry was seriously on borrowed time. And now he's definitely on borrowed time because they need to produce and produce pretty much immediately. Now, you know, again, everybody's talking about the extension on this. You know, Boogie Cousins is certainly a volatile commodity. He may have his own ideas on where he wants to play. Perhaps New Orleans is not one of those places. Perhaps alongside Anthony Davis is not one of those places. But I'll tell you something. After the level of losing over and over and over again. I would imagine that if they succeed, and that's one, by getting to the playoffs this year, and two, by after next year being able to sign Boogie and give him that long-term security, because it will be the two of them. It'll be tough to sign other guys, but it will be the two of them, that they have a chance to succeed down there in New Orleans playing basketball like they've never had before. And, you know, you think about it, you go back through the history of New Orleans basketball, whether it was the Jazz or, you know, the Pelicans or the Unicorns or whatever they're being called at this particular moment, they just have never been close to winning a title. It's, I mean, they've had excitement over time, but they've never been close to having a title. This brings them very close to having a title. And, you know, you're getting ahead of yourself, Bob. No, I'm not. These are two players in the front court that are averaging over 20 points and over 10 boards playing in the same front court. But where's the offense? Who's going to get the ball? This isn't a guard situation where somebody's got to shoot all the time. These guys will be able, once they get used to each other down on the post, they're going to be able to operate. One will come up top, one will go down low. Each of them has an okay outside shot. DeMarcus isn't afraid to chuck it up. Davis isn't afraid to chuck it up. The trade as a whole, Cousins and Kasipi, for Buddy Hield, Tariq Evans, who's having his second go-around, Langston Galloway, and a 2017 first-round pick and a 2017 second-rounder. And it is 2017 second-rounder. Boy, they got all this stuff wrong here on the article. Kings owe the Sixers their 2019. That was what the actual deal was. Now, the first-round pick that Sacramento gets this year is top three protected, but it ain't going to happen. If the Kings are able to recoup value this year in what is considered a very deep draft, people may consider this a really good trade. And I've been looking at the grades. Kids are getting a D all the way around. You didn't get enough value. You didn't get enough value. I get that. And on paper, they didn't. And, man, I am never in favor of giving up one of the elite big men, and Boogie Cousins is an elite big man. But with what they were able to get, a lottery pick, two solid veterans, a good draft pick this year, maybe their own lottery pick this year, and a second round pick, they can put three bodies on that roster. They're going to help them rebound quickly in a situation where, you know, let's be honest about it. There was no guarantee of Cousins re-signing with Sacramento anyway. And look, it people go, yeah, that's where he could make the most amount of money. When you look at what Boogie Cousins does on a night in, night out basis, and set aside all the nonsense and the technicals and all the other stuff that goes on with him. Cousins is a rebounding machine. He is a scoring machine. When he has his head on right, there are maybe only two or three players in basketball that you would take over him. You know, and I've been beating this drum. For those of you that listen to this show, I've been beating this drum for a long, long time. Cousins is averaging 27.8 points a game. almost 11 boards because he doesn't miss very often. And, oh, by the way, he passes. He averages almost 5 assists a game. It's not a black hole. You know, like I said, he's not afraid of putting up an outside shot. So, you know, he doesn't, the field goal percentage isn't as high as you would like at 45%. But he makes his free throws for the most part. He shoots. He can play. I mean, he's an all-world talent. And so no matter how you set it up for Sacramento, no matter what they come out of this with, you traded away an all-world talent. We'll explore the whys, wherefores, and how it could end up benefiting Sacramento after this brief timeout. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're taking a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the slowest guys in sports.
I'm trying to think, but nothing happens.
Like I said, the slowest guys in sports on Sports Byline and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You're back with the Attack. Bob Black, Sandy Roberto. Joe's off today. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. We're breaking down DeMarcus Cousins going to New Orleans in a blockbuster trade before the trade deadline. And You know, look, it this doesn't happen very often in the NBA where you get a player of this caliber on the go. And Alvin Gentry, as Joe is fond of saying, better get to stepping quickly because there's a lot of layers to this deal. And on the surface, it just appears that New Orleans stole DeMarcus Cousins. And I'm in that camp for now, but I will explore the possibilities in that I believe Cousins is one of the top five players in the game. And if I could have him on my basketball team, there's virtually no one in the league that I would not trade for him. You know, there's Steph Curry, there's LeBron James, and I'd even think about it. I swear to God, I would think about it with LeBron James because of his age. But Boogie Cousins comes with baggage. He comes with a motivational situation, although that seems to have been solved. He comes with a very short fuse. He's been called with so many technicals that he actually got suspended because he hit the 18 mark. And they had to sit him down for a week. But he also comes with 28 points a game. He comes with 11 boards a game. He comes with 5 assists a game. He's worked on his defense. And when motivated, he can take over a game like very few players in the league can. Because there's nobody that can stop him. The only person that can stop Boogie Cousins is Boogie Cousins. And maybe Alvin Gentry. We're about to find that out. You know, Gentry has an opportunity here to go from idiot to genius. Real quick. You know, when I was hearing the rumblings from friends out of New Orleans a couple of years ago when Monty Williams got the can, I never expected Alvin Gentry to be the guy, and then he was. It was a mistake to can Monty Williams. And then unfortunately, you know the rest. But it Alvin Gentry's never been an elite coach. And he better figure it out pretty quickly. And I think that's going to be the biggest challenge down in New Orleans is the fact that you're going into a situation where it's Anthony Davis's locker room. Davis, from the grin on his face yesterday at the All-Star game, certainly, because I was looking at the videos later on, he certainly was happy, to say the least, about the addition to his basketball team. So I don't think it's going to be an issue as far as sharing the locker room. But, you know, you look at the volatility of Cousins, literally since he's been in college. He seems to have grown up a lot. He is in a position now, and, you know, again, cap numbers change, but in 2018-2019, had he been with Sacramento, it would have been $209 million over 5 seasons. God, these numbers are just amazing. Why couldn't I have been tall? You know, in New Orleans, a 5-year deal will now pay him $179 million. If he decides to walk from New Orleans, the most he could get is $132 million. Over 4 years. Now, I understand we're talking numbers that you know, only Robert can appreciate because that's the kind of money he makes out of Byline. But, you know, setting him aside, $209 million is just obscene to the point of ridiculous. In today's NBA, $132 million is not. And I know how bizarre that sounds. In that middle at $179 million, yeah, you know, there's still 30 left on the table, but, you know, that those numbers are gone. He's not going to make that money. But $179 million to live in New Orleans, where I think literally he would be the richest guy in the state. Now, there might be some oil guys. But is just, you know, how could Cousins not like that? Now, the wild card here, of course, is he wants to go play someplace else. Maybe he has his heart set on playing someplace else. Maybe he wants to go down to Miami and play in a tax-free state. It's not going to make up the $40 million difference between 179 and 132, which you'd have to take over 4 years. And if he goes back to the coast, either or, if he goes to Massachusetts, play with Boston, or if he goes to New York to play to play with the Knicks. No, maybe not. To L.A., either or. You know, then you're talking about prohibitive taxes there on $132 million. And again, yeah, you know, you're talking about a situation here. You know, what's left in the bank? Yeah, plenty. But there is a lot of money that by Sacramento making this move, they left on the table, that he ends up leaving on the table. And now it's up to New Orleans to get him signed and put him in place with a five-year deal. And again, he'll probably wait to see if the cap numbers change because there's no really rush for him to do it now. And then, you know, away they go. So, you know, I'm looking at how some of the articles are talking about the fact that DeMarcus Cousins is a big loser in this trade. Well, you know, that's all relative. I mean, when you get to that number, it's basically monopoly money. Oh, you know, I made $179 million. Oh, you could have made $209. Yeah, I know, but, you know, they're going to throw a raffle for me to make sure I can cover my bills. I, you know, that's ultimately what it comes down to. And, you know, the other aspect of it, which, you know, we'll get into here on in the next segment, is that this does definitively put New Orleans into a win-now mode. And we'll examine the possibilities in the Western Conference once we get into the next segment. But in reality, you know, this is a win-now situation. More for Alvin Gentry. But as far as the organization goes, and let me tell you something, that time, that clock is ticking on him. That started ticking the moment they pulled the trigger on the trade. It was already ticking big time. Now the sands in the hourglass are literally getting down to the last couple of seconds. Because, you know, let's just suppose here. Suppose the chemistry isn't there right away and New Orleans stumbles a little bit. Suppose they don't make the playoffs. Suppose, for whatever reason, Davis and Cousins don't get along. Suppose injury takes down one of the two players. Well, Alvin Gentry's gone. And the next picture you better see of Alvin Gentry is him carrying the bags of both players into the hotel, giving them a foot massage, taking the meal from room service and bringing it up to their room, and making sure that these two guys are happy and ready to go. Because that's the level of trade that this is. And I wouldn't care who the coach is. This is an immediate dividend kind of move. And, you know, when you look and you look at who got exchanged, because, you know, let's be honest about it. Who's going to get the ball to these big guys? Well, Holiday's the guy. I mean, he's a happy camper. But there's a lot of frustration there. There's a lot of losing been going on for a long time. Both areas. And that's the other aspect of it. You know, we talk about this all the time in the show. Look, you've got a losing mentality in New Orleans with a great player who's been getting it done. You've got a losing mentality in Sacramento with a great player who's been getting it done. So now you got two great players. Jrue Holiday to get them the basketball. And he's averaging 7.5 assists this year. You know, but there's a couple of CBA guys right now that are looking at the at the board there in New Orleans going, hey, I'm available. You know, because his backup just went out the door in Langston Galloway, who was playing well. You know, Tariq Evans being gone, Buddy Hield being gone. You know, we'll break down that aspect of it because there's going to be more movement in New Orleans because they have to acquire a little bit of depth. We'll see how that plays out on the other side. And again, we'll talk about the structure in the NBA West this year, not just in the future.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports, football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now, 800-428-1570.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack.
Who is it?
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You're back with the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto. You know, let's look at New Orleans right now and the way this team is constituted. You've got Dante Cunningham, who's playing hurt. He'll be benched. Davis will slide back over to the power forward position. I would imagine, you know, they're pretty much interchangeable. Boogie Cousins has a better outside shot, so maybe they keep it as Davis playing in the middle, but we'll find that out. Solomon Hill at small forward. You know, Buddy Hield's gone. So Etuan Moore, who's got a little bit of potential. He's a pretty good player. You know, he's averaging, 10 points a game. And, you know, but he is what he is at this point in his career. You know, he's 27 years old. He's not all of a sudden going to develop, but he's a hardworking guy, bounced around. You know, a lot of CBA experience and European experience and all that kind of good stuff. But, you know, again, he'll be in his locker room going, holy moly, what went on here? You know, but Heald's gone, so you're going to lose his 20 minutes a game. Tariq Evans is gone, and he'll go into a backup small forward role in Sacramento. But, you know, look, there's some CBA guys that are going to be, their agents are going to be calling New Orleans. I have news here. There's some backup point guards in this league who better be packing their bags right now, because there's going to be some shuffle and duffle going on. Grab the duffle because you're going to be shuffling. You know. And then you see it play itself out. But if you look at the possibilities for New Orleans, and I'm talking now, not later, Denver's sitting in the 8 hole right now with a 25-31 record. New Orleans is sitting at 23-34. They must make the playoffs this year. Must. And this is what I was talking about with Alvin Gentry. You know, Sacramento is actually ahead of them in the standings, but that won't be for very long. You know, you look, Minnesota all the way up to Denver. You're talking about a 3.5 game swing from the last playoff spot to third from last in the conference. Portland still is yet to fire. You know, whether or not that happens remains to be seen. You know, it's not like the rest of the teams are going to lay down for New Orleans. And this is what I'm talking about with Gentry. They have got to hit the ground running. The chemistry has to be there from Jump Street. They've got to make the leap into the playoffs. And look, all those teams that we talked about just there, Denver, Sacramento, Portland, New Orleans, and Dallas, and Minnesota, for that matter, they're all really bad basketball teams, at least statistically. Denver's on the come a little bit. Portland, after last year, you know, expectations were significantly raised. It just isn't happening for them this year for whatever reason. But here's the deal. If New Orleans was able to get into the 8 hole, and you're sitting out there in San Francisco, and you're the Golden State Warriors, man, you don't want to be playing that team. That's a nightmare matchup for you. Not because of the fact that New Orleans is all of a sudden all great and glory, and but they are exactly what you don't have. Size and power up front. Draymond Green is not going to be able to match up against Anthony Davis and Boogie Cousins. Now, you know, certainly the argument, there's nobody else in New Orleans that's going to be able to match up against anybody else on Golden State. Now, I'm not making them an underdog. Don't misunderstand me here. But if the big three, and it is a big three, in New Orleans could impose their will in the interior against Golden State, well, that's going to make an interesting matchup if they can get there. Because the Golden State just does not have answers on the inside. They can't. They would just have to push the pace beyond all expectations like they always do against all teams. But, I mean, you know, think about it. Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, Boogie Cousins, Anthony Davis, Jrue Holiday. Two completely contrasting styles, but certainly an intriguing matchup all the way around. And, you know, again, when you have a front court, you know, let's not kid ourselves. Cousins is a legit 6'11". They don't even list him at 7 foot. He's a legit 6'11". He's 275 pounds. And Anthony Davis is 6'11" and 255 pounds. That's a lot of mo. That's a lot of mo on the inside, to quote Mr. T. And I got news for you. If San Antonio was able to overtake Golden State, they wouldn't want that matchup. Same thing with Houston. Houston's not overtaking Golden State, but you know, you get the drift here. Now, could New Orleans certainly run into speed blocks? Like I said, nobody's going to lay down here. And these are all teams that are operating within a game and a half, two games of one another. But I guarantee you right now, the front office of New Orleans is looking at a number of things. They're looking at players around the league they can get on the cheap, maybe even future second-round draft picks, you know, however they need to fit it in, and guys in the CBA or who are sitting at home playing in Europe, whatever the circumstances are. You know, Jimmer Fredette, who scored 70-something points in the CBA in the Chinese Basketball Association a couple days ago. You know, they've got to get bodies in there, but it once they acquire that depth, it's all on Gentry to make this happen. And it's got to happen fast because there's a number of coaches on speed dial that would love to come into New Orleans and coach those two big men. Because regardless of how it plays out this year, next year, they're going to go to a 50-win team. I guarantee you they will go to a 50-win team. They will get the pieces in place, either through trade or free agency, to complement the guys that they have. Because, you know, you get past that top three, there's not a lot of talent on that roster. But there'll be guys in this league that will play in New Orleans that will be complementary players to those two. And I'm telling you, barring injury, big injury, I mean, New Orleans will win 50 games next year. I'll coach them to 50 wins next year. And anything less would be unacceptable. It's just they're going to get into that mix as a top five conference player. Man, if you are a New Orleans Pelican fan, you are through the moon right now. Sacramento, on the other hand. Well, I'll tell you something. Don't give up just yet. I know we've been saying this for a long time. Buddy Hield is going to be able to play. Honest to God, he's going to be able to play. Tariq Evans goes back. Langston Galloway gets in there. There's a reason why this trade was made, and nobody's talking about this except me. And I'm telling you, this is truth. And I didn't understand the draft pick at the time in that The only thing I could see was as an insurance policy that Boogie Cousins moved on. But Willie Cauley-Stein, who also played at Kentucky, they have seen enough out of him recently to think that he's going to be a building block going forward. Yeah, I know. He's not getting a whole lot of time yet. Here's the thing. During the suspension of Boogie Cousins, Cauley-Stein got significant minutes. You know, in the 20 to 25 range. Because before that, he was only averaging about 10 minutes a game. Coaches didn't quite trust him. It's hard to give time to a big guy like that when DeMarcus Cousins is playing in the front court for you. But the future isn't Costa Kufos. The future is Willie Cauley-Stein. No, he's not DeMarcus Cousins. No, he will never be DeMarcus Cousins. But I think he could be consistently a double-double guy, and I felt so coming out of college. He'll give you 10 to 12, maybe even a little better because he's working hard on his game. I think once he gets a little more bulk on him, which he will, he's up to 240 now. Once he gets to that 255, 260 range on his frame, he's going to give you more as far as that aspect of it. He had a game against the Celtics the other night, 14 points of 5 of 8, 4 of 4 with his free throws. He does make his free throws, 5 rebounds, 4 assists, and a block in 24 minutes. They played him 20 minutes for the fifth time in the last 10 games. You know, he's going to be projected into significantly more time. It's going to go up to 20. It's going to go past there. You know, against the Warriors. A game they won, by the way. 14 points on 7 of 12, 4 rebounds. An assist, 2 steals, and a block in 18 minutes. You know, they better hope he's ready for the next step because they're going to start him. They need to start him. Buddy Hield comes in. He started off horribly this year. But he's really improved. You know, a little bit over his head. But maybe not all the way over his head. People were already calling him a bust. And that's not the case. You know, his first year in the league takes guys a little bit of time to get their feet wet, even seniors coming out of college. That being said, we'll examine more of Sacramento on the other side, and it'll spill an hour or two. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Didn't you think he looked edgy?
No, as a matter of fact, I thought you looked edgy.
Edgy, veggie. What's the difference? Like I said, Sacramento, believe me when I tell you, don't give up the ship. I know it's hard to say you trade one of the big guys, best big guys ever in the league, and you know, I'll argue every second of every day about the greatness of DeMarcus Cousins. He doesn't win, Bob. Well, he played in Sacramento. Enough said. That's literally it. Enough said. And look, we'll examine more of the Sacramento side of it. On the other side, talk about the draft a little bit and all that kind of good noise before we get into the the All-Star game, whatever. But honestly, you just when a trade of this impact happens, and don't forget about the other dominoes here, because you're going to see, not that anybody's thinking that New Orleans is going to win the NBA championship this year, but you could see some knee-jerk from other teams going, all right, our window just got a lot smaller because of what's going on down in New Orleans now. Let's get into more of a win now mode and see how it plays out. And I expect more movement here in the next couple of days. I really do. Like I said, backup point guards, keep your bags ready, because a couple of you are probably going to New Orleans. Well, that's it for hour one of the attack. Hope you enjoyed it. Like I said, I love this story. I love this player, and I love talking about it. We'll pick it up with some more on the other side. Stay tuned for the local news, and we'll be back right after this short timeout. Don't go.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
He did, in fact, talk about the sanctions, even though we didn't believe that it was illegal.
That's White House Chief of Staff Reince Priebus, who says General Michael Flynn was let go as National Security Advisor because, in fact, he was not honest with President Trump.
We started thinking about whether or not Michael Flynn was being straight with us.
That's Priebus speaking on NBC's Meet the Press. He also appeared on Fox News Sunday, where the White House chief of staff was denying any collusion between the Russians and Donald Trump's 2016 presidential campaign. Today is President's Day, a federal holiday. No mail delivery. Thousands are expected to demonstrate against the current president in dozens of so-called Not My President's Day rallies nationwide, including a big one in New York Central Park. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, it's Angie Austin with Daybreak USA. If you're like me, you want really safe, clean, delicious drinking water for your family, for your kids in particular. Well, a report from the Environmental Working Group warned that 218 million Americans are exposed to cancer-causing tap water, on top of which a Harvard study showed 33 states have unsafe levels of harmful toxins in the drinking water. And if you're concerned about your health, you should be outraged. Luckily, there's a new solution, the Alexa Pure Pitcher. It reduces up to 99.9% of 92 contaminants found in tap water, stuff that can kill you, like lead, chromium 6, chlorine, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, and more. Order yours at waterwithangie.com, waterwithangie.com, or call 888-440-8150, 888-440-8150. Your water will taste great. It tastes so delicious, so pure, so clean. Again, Alexa Pure Pitcher, waterwithangie.com, 888-440-8150.
President Trump admits he falsely suggested there was an attack in Sweden, but it was because of a Fox News report. He says on Twitter, the Fox News story addressed concerns about immigrants going into Sweden at a rally in Florida Saturday. Trump then said, Sweden's having problems like they never thought possible as they've taken in refugees. He then suggested there had been some sort of incident in the country last week that there wasn't. Again, he says he misunderstood that Fox report.
I think we need to do repeal and replace on the same day, but I think we need to do complete repeal.
Senate Republican Rand Paul saying he does expect the Senate will repeal Obamacare within the next 2 months.
If you only repeal part of it and you leave in some sort of Obamacare light, which some are talking about, my fear is the situation actually gets worse.
Paul speaks on ABC's This Week. At the NBA All-Star Game, the Western Conference defeated the Eastern Conference 192-182. This is USA Radio News.
Allergy sufferers are hearing a lot of numbers these days about symptoms and relief. But the number sufferers want most is zero, as in zero nasal allergy symptoms. And nothing gets you closer to zero than Nasacort. Because unlike antihistamines that stop only one cause of your allergy symptoms, Nasacort stops more. And stopping more gets you closer to zero. For 24-hour relief of your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, choose Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
A blind cleric who plotted a series of terrorist attacks on New York City, one which was in fact carried out, has died. Here's Sue Guzman with details.
The Egyptian-born cleric convicted of masterminding the 1993 attack on the World Trade Center has died at the age of 78. His daughter announced his death on Twitter. Omar Abdel Rahman, dubbed the blind cleric, died on Saturday at a federal prison in Butner, North Carolina, from complications from coronary artery disease and diabetes. In 1995, he was found guilty of conspiracy for a plan that called for bombing the George Washington Bridge, Holland and Lincoln Tunnels, the UN, and the FBI's Manhattan offices. The 1993 World Trade Center bombing killed six people and left more than 1,000 others injured.
And British lawmakers will today debate whether President Trump should make a state visit to that country, nearly 2 million people having signed a petition calling on that visit to be stopped.
The debate will be non-binding, however, and the UK government's already rejected the idea of cancelling the state visit. President Trump was invited to Britain on Theresa May's recent visit to Washington as she tries to forge links with the new administration. Speaker of the House of Commons John Bercow caused controversy but also won support from some MPs by saying he would be opposed to the president addressing Parliament while in Britain. It's now reported that issue is being headed off, with plans being drawn up for Donald Trump to come to the UK in August or September at a time when Parliament's in recess.
That's Ollie Barrett, and for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it?
for a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We've got the excitement here that we look for.
Well, welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto, Hour 2 here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the Attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio, they're taking us along for the ride each and every day. Affiliates all around the country. Well, guess what? They love us. We love them right back. But we don't talk about them very much because there's too many to mention. We got affiliates all around the place. Today's day and age, it's more about radio on the go. And what I mean by that is the devices. And look, if you're traveling to work right now, you're settling in at the desk. You know, it's 9 o'clock here in the East Coast. Most people are working already. Some of us work earlier than others. But you're settling in. You go to our website. It's award-winning, you know, AVN. Click on the Listen Live button, and there we are. Jerry knows about that. You know, it shows you all the interviews that have been done over the last days, weeks, months, years even. So you can pull up anything that particularly interests you, including my take on Boogie Cousins, literally from the time he went into the league. But with that being said, you know, you're settling in. Boss don't mind as you're getting things going. Pop your little Spano and Black. You know, it's a beautiful thing. Add on top of it, if you're transporting right now, you're in your car, well, Sirius Satellite Radio. If you are, you know, en route and you got your device on because you don't have no Sirius, guess what? Boop, Twitter. You know, we're there with the topics. Tune in to listen to us. iHeart to listen to us. Stitcher to listen to us. All the way around. You can't get away from us. Nor do you want to. Most important for us, the American Forces Radio Network. All joking aside, the guys and the girls that protect this country and protect the right for me to talk like this. Yeah, maybe you won't want to give it up. Nah, we got the backs. We give them a little taste of home. We hope you appreciate it. We'll set it up on the other side right after this timeout. Bob Black, don't go anywhere.
It's Eric Newton here from Together.Guide with a Together Minute. Prenups have become such a big deal in popular culture that you can't even say the word without triggering all kinds of fears. But the truth is, everyone already has a prenup, whether they want one or not. That's because, no matter where you live, there are laws about marriage and divorce. And those laws, my friends, are a default prenup. A prenup is really just a contract that says what happens during a marriage and if there's ever a divorce. If you don't create your own contract, the state steps in and applies the default marriage laws. So the question isn't whether you want a prenup. It's whether you like and, more importantly, whether you understand the one you've got. So if you're getting married, learn about the marriage laws in your state. They're not too complicated, and you owe it to yourself and your partner to know what you're promising. This is Eric Newton from the Together Podcast. To learn more about our show, visit our website at www.together.guide. The Together Minute is brought to you by Match.com. 1 in 3 relationships start online and more start on Match than any other dating site. So if you're single and looking to meet people, you've got to get on Match. They're not only number 1 in first dates, but in second dates too. Meeting your match has never been easier. Just go to match.com/together, and for a limited time, you can try Match for 7 days free. That's 7 days completely free to search and connect with thousands on Match. So go ahead, create your account now at match.com/together. That's match.com/together.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
To celebrate Pizza Hut's 50% off pizzas deal,
we're splitting the voiceover.
50?
50.
That's half off all menu-priced pizzas
when you order online.
Which is my line.
Like Supreme.
Or Meat Lovers.
Really?
Get 50% off all Pizza Hut pizzas.
For a limited time.
Limit your time.
Order now at PizzaHut.com.
No one
out pizzas the Hut. Ask or click for this limited time offer. Product availability, combinability of discounts, prices, and participation may vary. Discount not applicable to tax, delivery charge, or driver tip.
Delivery charge is not a driver tip.
Thanks for the save.
Don't mention it.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
I'll be back here tomorrow night at 8:30 for the dough. Cash. But don't try to run away or pull any tricks like that, because I'll be keeping an eye on things pretty close.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the Attack. And, we're talking NBA because you just don't get trades like this to come along very often. And, you know, when you look at the Sacramento perspective, and again, I'm trying to say don't give up the ship because, look, they're in a little bit of a free fall right now. They're ahead of New Orleans, but they're in a little bit of a free fall right now. And the way it stands, we're playing the old assumption game here. And right now they're sitting Sacramento in the 11 hole, and New Orleans is sitting in the 9 hole. Now, if for whatever reason, New Orleans doesn't make the playoffs. Doesn't make the playoffs. Well, you're dealing with two potential chips in the 9th and your own 11th as it stands right now. Where if you have a targeted player, you could move up and get him. Or you sit still in what is considered an amazingly deep draft. You're going to get a point guard. There's no question about it. And you're probably going to get an opportunity to grab some kind of big-time player up front if you think that that's the direction you need to go. You know, Jared Allen, if you don't think Cauley Stein is one of those guys that you can build around. Jared Allen, who's starting to put up some big numbers for Texas and will be coming out. You know, Markkanen, they've got him all over the draft board. I've seen him as the number one overall pick. I've seen him as low as 12. Let's say New Orleans makes the playoffs to get in as the 8 seed and get bounced. Well, right now, that's Denver sitting at 15. So you're at 15 and 11. Still got the opportunity to trade up. You have an opportunity here to put some real chips on the bench. in addition to who you have in Sacramento. And the cupboard is not bare in Sacramento. You know, let's not forget that. They have got a pretty good basketball team there as far as talent. You know how it is. It's all suspect until, you know, look, Ty Lawson's a stopgap, he'll go. Darren Collison, stopgap, he'll go. Ben McLemore just never panned out. You know, Garrett Temple's got some potential. You know, it's a bunch of journeymen. Some talent, but a bunch of journeymen. Like I said, you're not building around Costa Kufos. But you look at what this team was able to do with this cast of characters, which is not deep, and DeMarcus Cousins. Well, you know, with him out of there, and if you do start to plummet, which is a real distinct possibility right now, but look at what you brought in. Buddy Hield is going to be a building block. I don't know that he's going to be a star, but I think he can give you 15 to 17, maybe even 20. You get your point guard in this draft, and you know, don't kid yourself. This is an all-time point guard draft. Whether it's Lonzo Ball or Markelle Fultz up top. And even after that, Dennis Smith out of North Carolina State is putting up numbers. I mean, Mark Gottfried going out the door, which sucks. But Dennis Smith is you know, he's putting up numbers. He shoots, he scores. He dishes all over the place. He had a monster game last week, 22 points and I think it was 18 assists, which in a college game is pretty much unheard of. You know, De'Aaron Fox out of Kentucky, Malik Monk out of Kentucky, another shooting guard. I don't think you go for the shooting guard, but you get the point, literally. And there's point guards all over the place in this draft. You know, Juwan Evans in the second round, a kid out of Oklahoma State. Now, I'll tell you something, he's going to be real good on the pro level. A little short, but he's going to be real good. I think he may even stay. Considering how deep this draft is, he may stay till next year. Come out and put himself into the first round, because right now he's projected at the top of the second round. You know, so the possibilities are there. But the Kings have to get it right, and they have to get it right literally right off the bat. You know, it's you know, Tariq Evans is what he is at this point in time. But a guy like Galloway gives you depth. Buddy Hield, he's going to be the real deal. It'll happen. But those picks, man, you got to get it right. And they will have the opportunity, they being Sacramento, because they hold the 41st pick right now in the second round. And I'm looking at the... Yeah, it's got to be Phillies. Yeah, and they'll have the 35th pick in the second round as well. So, you know, look, you can get four players that can have an impact on this team immediately. Plus, you add Hield to the mix, who was a lottery pick this year. Evans will give you depth. All of a sudden, you got something going. And again, you know, all the grades I'm seeing on this trade are all about how Sacramento didn't get enough. And I get it. They really didn't. But considering that obviously overtures were made to Boston, that didn't happen because Danny was unwilling to give up the first pick. You know, Danny could overplay his hand. Because if he trades Isaiah Thomas, he's out of his mind. You cannot give up on that guy. He's you know, so in this land of point guards, who do you draft with the number one overall pick? And that's where I've seen on the boards where everybody's going crazy now because Boston maybe going for Markkanen, who everybody thinks is the second coming of Dirk Nowitzki. I've seen Lauri Markkanen play. He's a very good player on the college level. He's got to put a lot of bulk on to beat Dirk because he's going to get shoved around in the NBA. His low post game, which is a really good game, it's not going to stand up on the inside. Right now he's 7 foot, 230 pounds, but it ain't chiseled. You know, he's amazingly mobile. Got an outside shot, big time outside shot. You know, it is what it is. But, you know, don't kid yourself. He's not an elite athlete. I've watched him move. He does something that I don't like in big men. And that he's one of those guys that he has to gather himself together before he makes his inside move. You know what that ends up being? You getting your shot blocked. So, you know, let's cool the Jets there on the next dirt. But I digress. On the other side, we'll wrap up this talk, dive into the NBA All-Star game as well, and then move on to bigger and better things, including some National Football League stuff on the other side. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply and promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
When, boy, when are you going to get your act together?
And there you go. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. 129 days, 7 hours, 46 minutes, and 18 seconds until the NBA draft. And people in Sacramento are certainly counting down towards that now, and rightfully so. Like I said, depending on how this plays out, there's a number of storylines here. Does New Orleans get to extend? Will they coexist, he and Anthony Davis? Will Alvin Gentry survive? Because he will have to make the playoffs, and they will have to start that push immediately. They need to rattle off five straight wins. I'm not joking here. You were talking about a seat where the Teflon, your behind, will slide across Interstate 10 east through Mobile into Florida and some assistant coaching job somewhere. Because that's going to have to happen fast. And that's another thing, too, which is a little bit of an unwritten story here. But Boogie Cousins, and for those of you who don't know my background, I worked down in Mobile for a while. And Boogie is from Mobile. He was a legend there. One and done in Kentucky. But just a legendary player in that area, very comfortable in that part of the country. New Orleans is a 90-minute drive to Mobile. Now, this is the double-edged sword. You know, family and friends being around could be a detriment. Everybody whispering in his ear, telling him how great he is. Or it become a bit of a comfort zone for him, and he may be completely happy to play in New Orleans and embraced a lifestyle that he's already had in his life and he was very comfortable with. So, you know, again, that's a little bit of the story that isn't being talked about, but everybody thinks it's all bright lights in big cities. It doesn't always work out that way. Some of these guys are completely content to play in smaller markets where they know they're still going to get exposure. The only thing that needs to happen for you to get exposure in the National Basketball Association is to be a productive player and win. You get exposure for being a productive player no matter what. When you win, you're getting commercials. You know, ask Russell Westbrook. Russell Westbrook's doing plenty of commercials. He's getting plenty of money from endorsements. You know, is he getting LeBron James money? No, nobody is. He's getting the same money as Kevin Durant, I guarantee you that. You know, Steph, too. And Steph's getting a lot of endorsements, but Russell Westbrook's starting to creep up in that area, too. And there's no reason why, if New Orleans starts to win, both he and Anthony Davis will reap the benefits. So, you know, again, it's a huge trade. It's going to start some other dominoes, I think, before the deadline. We'll see who knee-jerks. We'll see who doesn't. And, you know, some of the reports coming out, and this was reported by Adrian Wojnarowski on The Vertical, not by ESPN, as they would lead you to believe. There were a number of teams involved in this. Lakers were approached, didn't want to give up the number one overall pick, and a couple of other players involved. Lakers were approached, didn't want to give up their pick, and Russell. Philadelphia was approached. They didn't want to make the deal, too many big men. You know, I don't know that the Knicks were approached. Wish they had been. But with that being said, yeah, there were other suitors out there. New Orleans took the gamble. So We'll see how it plays out. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. There was an All-Star game played and an All-Star weekend. Nobody does the All-Star weekend better than the NBA. And it's not because the game is good, because it's not. The only thing that I wish would happen in the All-Star game, because the games are always close, right? So they don't play any defense for 3 quarters and 6 minutes. And in the last 6 minutes of the fourth quarter, they play defense to decide who's going to win the game. I mean, I saw Marc Gasol step aside on so many drives to the basket. I thought he was going to trip over his own feet. I saw Steph Curry lay down on the court rather than take a charge. You know. But with that being said, at the end of the game, they clamped down a little bit. And Anthony Davis wins the MVP. He got a bigger trophy after the game. 52 points, breaks Wilt's record. But here's what I want. What I want is this. I want them to crack 200 points. Stop playing defense. Please stop playing defense. I'm begging you. I am begging you. I want them to get out of the 190s. I want them to get, you know, 192, 182, right? Yeah, 192, 182. I didn't even pay attention at the end of the game. I want the 200 mark. If you're going to watch the All-Star game, I want the 200 mark. Damn, you were 8 points away. They needed a 65-point fourth quarter. I was down with it. I'm sorry, they needed a 56-point fourth quarter. They got 48. I'm telling you, man. You talk about something to talk about? Woo! Anthony Davis, 52. Westbrook had 41. Come on, man. Seriously, come on. They were throwing balls off the backboard. They were doing high sky dunks. I mean, it was fun. But, you know, ain't no defense. It ain't a basketball game. So, I mean, I'm wondering if that's occurred to one of the coaches to just say, you know, let's get to 200. 200, come on. Now, that's a topic for conversation involving the All-Star game. What is a topic for conversation in the All-Star game is nobody got hurt. You know, I mean, honestly, nobody got hurt. And that's paramount. And you know, herein lies the paradox of what goes on in all these games, except for Major League Baseball's. You are talking about hundreds of millions of dollars. I talked about the 200 plus that DeMarcus Cousins could have gotten by staying in Sacramento. Well, you going to put that on the line by playing defense? Hell no. Marc Gasol doing a backstroke. He couldn't back out of that lane fast enough. And I don't blame him. You get some guy that... herein lies the problem, right? You don't play defense for the entire game. Russell Westbrook, he was shooting. He literally had his sweats on. He had 1 foot out of his sweats. He got the ball. He shot the ball. That's what they do in the All-Star game. So here comes Russell Westbrook, who only knows one speed anyway, and that's fast forward. Driving down the lane. And you're named a player from the East, because obviously it's not Marc Gasol. You get the hell out of the way. You're not even going to moderately attempt a block. And not even a catastrophic injury like a knee. It just hit somebody's foot, a sprained ankle, that holds you out for 5 games. You know, a shoulder bang. You guys run into each other on a pick. Somebody's shoulder pops. Man, you want to explain that to your general manager and owner? Hell no. So, I you can't blame them. And it makes for really bad basketball. However, the rest of the weekend is brilliant. The three-point contest, the skills contest. Man, Unicorn can play him some basketball, can he? You know, Nick's better hope they get it straightened out because he's a guy, he wants to win. He wants to win. And as much as he loves New York, I guarantee you he'll make a beeline for the exit unless the Knicks get their mess straightened out in the next 2 years. And you can't blame them. There's so much young talent in this league. The opportunity to win for many teams is there. They've just got to get the right mix and the right mindset. Guys that are dedicated to do it. The skills are incredible in this league, but it doesn't make for a very good basketball game. But three-point shooting, skills, the whole nine, even the celebrities. Everybody's having a good time. And if you're going to party, what better place to do it than New Orleans? Party. Yeah, you know, wasn't much of a game, but was a fun weekend. We'll pick it up on the other side right after this short time out. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports, football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now, 800-428-1570.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Hey, you gonna sit there and let him talk to me like that?
Nope. Let's go to some nice, quiet place where we can't hear him.
He's got some nerve.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Yeah, they do. Welcome back to the Attack, Bob Black, Senator Roberto. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. You know, very quietly under the radar, and you know, this is not a blockbuster as such, but Joe and I have been talking about the possibilities of Toronto grabbing a big player and using chips like Terrence Ross to get it done. And in the theory of you got to give to get, they picked up Serge Ibaka from the Orlando Magic, who the Magic had picked up from OKC, for Terrence Ross and a first-round draft pick. And this is a good deal for both teams. It gives the opportunity for the Raptors to kind of fill that gaping hole at power forward. And they did that with Ibaka. 15 points, 7 boards, block and a half, 1.5 three-pointers per game. It's a black hole. He doesn't dish the ball at all. But 48-49% from the field. He's in a final year of his deal. Certainly no guarantee he was going to re-up with the Magic. But in a winning situation in Toronto, chances are pretty good that he's going to do that. He's only 27 years old, if Congo years are the same as everybody else's years. But we'll find that out. You know, he doesn't really appear to have lost everything, anything. He is what he is as a player. This is his stat line. This is exactly where he is. And he's going to fit in very well on that team. He'll be a third option, maybe even a fourth. Play defense, get boards. You can even play him in the middle once in a while. When you want to be a little younger, a little faster. But you have to give to get, and Toronto gave. You know, Terrence Ross and their draft pick this year. And again, look, we measure drafts. We always hope that it plays out how it's supposed to play out. But honestly, you don't know. But Terrence Ross could certainly be a nice addition to that basketball team, the Orlando basketball team, and the 2017 first-round pick. So, you know, Orlando, which is in perpetual rebuild, will have some opportunity. And again, you know, you take it back to ye olde draft board. And in this deep class, right now Orlando's sitting with the fourth pick. So they're going to get options. Then you throw Toronto's into the mix, and that's boom. Standing right now, Toronto is at 21. So, you know, again, two first-round picks, a nice player in Terrence Ross. Not so bad. Not so bad. In the you got to give to get category. And Toronto, they're making a run this year. So, we get it. That's a nice front court at this point in time. You know, again, you know, you look at the way some of these teams are constituted. And if you're sitting there and you're Orlando, there's not a ton of talent on the team. You know, is Elfrid Payton the guy? I don't think so. I think he's better served as a backup on this team. Hrazonja, maybe. Alex Gordon, they have huge hopes for, but he's yet to progress. And now they got Terrence Ross, who's averaging, you know, 10 a game, and he's going to slide right into the starting role. Jeff Green will take a step back. And they could even move him. Voracek didn't get bounced, which is good. See, they're pretty rock solid in the middle. And that's not a bad place to start. But, I mean, considering the level of draft pick that they will have, if they can get one of those elite point guards, you know, if they end up with Ball or Fultz to lead this team going forward, man, all of a sudden you got something going on there. They're turning it over to Gordon. He's got the rest of the year to prove himself. You know, again, they'll have a bunch of picks this year. Two in the first round. They got the 34th in the second round. Let's see if they got any wheeling and dealing as far as that. No, that's it. So, I mean, you know, three of the first 34 picks as it stands right now. That doesn't suck. And you'll even have the ability to wheel and deal a little bit. Maybe somebody wants to get into that round. I mean, in that range, let's just play it from 19 on, right? You got projected, of course. Miles Bridges, Justin Patton out of Creighton. Luke Kennard is a damn good guard out of Duke. Terrence Ferguson, who's an international player. John Collins out of Wake. Really underrated power forward. You know, and there's guys that'll fall and guys that'll rise. You know how it is. Jonathan Motley's going to go up the charts, so he could end up being one of those guys. I mean, you know, again, it depends on what you feel like doing. But you've got three draft picks in the first 34. And that's going to allow you to restock that basketball team. And Joe and I have been waiting for the Terrence Ross shoe to drop for a long time. They could only hold on to him for so long. Now, question is, will he blossom? Because he's going to get his opportunity. He's going to be the key guy on offense. You know, but they're not led particularly well. And Elfrid Payton has underachieved. So you ride it out for the rest of the year. Maybe end up in the top three. You're certainly not going to drop out of the top six or seven. And you'll be able to get a true impact player there. And you move on from there. Not bad. Not bad at all. You know, rumor and speculation, Carmelo doesn't look like he's going anywhere. He made it pretty clear during the All-Star game. He's not going anywhere. And I don't blame him. He's got enough on his plate. I mean, first of all, when you look at players that have no trade, and there's very few of them in the NBA, why do you give that up? I mean, what team is he going to go to? You know, do you trade him to the Clips? Because that's one of the few markets he'd go into. Well, you know, look, the Clips, does he put them over the top? I don't know. I mean, it certainly would make them better for this year. But that window's closing and closing rapidly. That team's aging on all fronts. And they got a center that can't make free throws. So that aspect is there. He's obviously not going to the Lakers. He's obviously not going to the Celtics. You know, he flirted with Chicago, but again, you know, are you trading off? Why would you leave New York, who's trying to build a basketball team, to go to Chicago, who's trying to build a basketball team? It doesn't make any sense whatsoever. So, Nah, it's just, it's not going to happen. Now, would I be surprised if Boston makes a play? No, but they're playing good basketball. So they don't necessarily have to. You know, they've gone past Toronto. They've gone past Washington. 8-2 in their last 10. They're playing elite basketball. Is it enough to win the conference? I don't know. I would say no on paper. But, you know, it's a collective group. They're a socialist basketball team. Everybody gets a taste. You know, if it's not Isaiah Thomas, it's Marcus Smart. If it's not Marcus Smart, it's Gerald Green. If it's not Al Horford, it's Zeller. You know, or it's Bradley, or you know, whoever, name the team. You know, you look at their depth chart, and again, there ain't that superstar there. Well, there is one in Isaiah Thomas. God, there's no way they give up on this guy. But, you know, with that being said, if they can make a move for a big man and slide Amir Johnson out to the backup position and put Al Horford at the power position, I think they win the NBA title. I swear to God I do. And that's why I guess not wanting to give up the number one overall pick, because Sacramento and Boston spoke. But, man, with Brad Stevens as the coach, I would have been damn tempted. I swear I would have. You know, Marcus Smart, Jurenko, and one of the Zellers and the number one overall pick, and I just get it done. But Danny didn't pull the trigger. You slide Al over to the four, and I think you own the conference, but they didn't. But I still think there could be a move with Boston. But I think now, you know, it turns into one of those, you know, do you get a Robin Lopez? Do you get somebody that can fill a need in center and get more time out of Horford at the power forward position? But they're also stuck between the rock and the hard place. You know, they're playing the best basketball in the conference and have been for a while now. So do you disrupt the mojo? Or do you just stand pat, go into it, and add another guard in the offseason? You know, you can't make it up. Because you know anybody, and look, I give Ainge credit to a degree. I do give him credit. Because the conversation ends and starts, and I put it that way for a reason, with the number one overall pick. So if you were the 76ers or you were DeMarcus and the Kings, that's where the conversation started. And for Andy, for Ainge, that's where it ended. And I get it. But you're looking at this draft class and you're saying to yourself, it's all point guard heavy. So we'll see. We'll see how we wrap this up on the other side. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Back with the Attack. Little NFL going out the door. Looks like Dolphins and the Jags are going to make an in-state trade, which is rare. Brandon Albert, who the Dolphins were rumored to cut, going to Jacksonville for Julius Thomas. Depending on physical and restructuring of contracts and all that kind of good stuff. Brandon Albert signed a 5-year, $47 million with the Dolphins prior to 2014, but then has missed 13 games since then. You know, he was a Pro Bowl in 2015. If he's healthy, it solves a big problem for Jacksonville, and they obviously did not want to let him hit the market because it was no question that the Dolphins were going to cut him. And they had a bit of an albatross contract themselves with Julius Thomas, who underproduced with Jacksonville. And I'm not sure that's all his fault. You go from playing with Peyton Manning to playing with Blake Bortles, and that'll happen to you. You know, but his was a 5-year, $46 million. So it's basically dead money against dead money. And, you know, he was nicked up as well, 21 out of 32 games. Problem with Thomas is he's been injured his whole career. You know, he's only played 12 games in a season, more than 12 in a season, twice. And that was his last 2 years with the Broncos, and he made the Pro Bowl. I got Peyton throwing me the ball. I make the Pro Bowl, too. But, you know, Albert's 32. He's certainly a risk at this point. Thomas is underachieving, so he's a risk as well. So, we'll see. You get a year out of each one of these guys, and then you can cut them if they're dead weight as well. Well, that's it for the Attack. Hope you enjoyed it. We'll be back with more fun and frivolity tomorrow on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Everybody, you have a great day. Bye-bye now.